And I just want to thank God for my wife. Her and I, we neither one of us have a father, but we do have, we have a dad. Dad Davis is our dad. And so we thank God for him. He's been a blessing to us in our lives. But I thank God for my wife. I love her. She's been there for me, been there with me through it and all that. So we just want to love on God this morning because he is worthy to be. One more good praise and I'm passing it on to Pastor. Hallelujah.
I praise the Lord today. I tell you, he's a good God. And if I don't find my notes, I'm going to be because I'm a note person. Yes, Lord. I write it down. I don't want to miss nothing today. I come here today to praise the Lord. Yes. To be with God's people. As we would say, where's everybody? I think some people still kind of want to stay in, so we'll give them that, you know, everybody that honor and that praise. I want to thank the Lord for our visitor, Brian, this morning. We thank for this. May God bless you today. May you be glad that you came and come back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May we all be blessed today. I'm feeling really good in my soul today. Praise the Lord. Feeling good. Hallelujah. Oh, and I wrote it down. Make sure I didn't forget it. Happy Father's Day because I forget some. I'm just me. It'd be Mother's Day. I'd be sitting up here. I forget it's Mother's Day, you know. Days. Oh, hallelujah. Happy Jesus Day. Praise the Happy Jesus Day. That's a good one. Praise the Lord. Brother Ed and this brother up here, Brother Al, they was preaching over my sermon. I said, oh, Lord. Brother Ed said something. I said, oh, if you go into that, oh, God, I had to study some. I don't know what you're going to do. then Brother Al got up and just said, oh, Lord. But then he said, you are together. Because we don't discuss too much, me and Al, about what we're going to preach. You know, yes, Lord. So the Lord, the Holy Spirit is just wonderful. I want to tell you this, what I'm feeling. There's a change. I feel a change. I feel the atmosphere is changing. I feel something is going on in the world that we can't, say, put our finger on. Praise. So we fight something we don't see, don't know where it is, don't know where it's at. Amen. It could be there. We don't know. But we have a God that's able. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, I think of that and I think of something else. I'm going to say this now before I minister. Praise the Lord. I still think we should obey. Titus 33:1 and say, obey the magistrate. And so whatever they tell us to do, I think we should be trying to do it, even though most of us don't. But we should be trying to do it. So when you walk out, you saying you trust in God. Well, yeah, maybe, you know, I don't know. You go in and do what y'all know what I'm saying. So it's nothing wrong with, you know, putting a mask on. If you, I don't put no, ain't no virus in, by the way. You free in this church. There's nothing in this church. We done prayed every devil, every, ain't no disease in this church. And I really truly believe that. Oh, I have a mask on today. But I just want to thank the Lord. And you know, we don't know how to go. And I was thinking about the ministers that have to make the decisions for their people. You know, they don't know what to say. They're doing what they know to do. So pray for the ministers. Pray for the pastors. Pray for those that have rule over us. And cause a lot of them don't know what to do. When is the last time we had this? We weren't living back in 1918 or whenever this pandemic was. All we could do is read about it. But so I just want to thank the Lord for just being who he is, for keeping us by his spirit, by his power. Praise the Lord. But when you getting all in God, you better show you got something. You better be sure because what you say don't mean nothing. Amen. So happy Father's Day. Praise the Lord. Father, while you're standing, while they're standing in your presence, Lord, I thank you. You've been so good all through the years. Look back many times, but you've really been good. And I just really want to thank you. I thank you for those that have come out to the house of the Lord. And I pray for those that didn't come, that you would help them, Lord. Help us all. Let no fear be in us, God, for you haven't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound man. So, but you help us, Lord, to be also knowing what to do. Hallelujah. Not get so where we can't take instructions. And so I'm just asking you in Jesus' name to bless today. As we minister your word, God, well, this is the word that's going to take us through. This is what's going to keep us standing. And I ask it in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. Will you clap your hands before you sit down before the Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus. Brother Ed, you may be seated unless you got something else to say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You might have to help me with some of these scriptures. I have to go to some scriptures. Okay. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God has been good. But when I was sitting here one night and Brother Ed mentioned something, and I said, it just booped in my mind. I said, Lord, I know what I said about somebody being slow. And I said, you know, slow don't always mean slow. But when I was saying slow, I'm talking about slow. I wasn't talking about the other slow. You understand what I'm saying? So I thought of a word in the word, Abraham had hope. And I said, Now, sometimes we say hope, we say, I hope. But that's not the time of hope that Abraham had. So when I looked it up, I said, Lord, look at that. What the church needs and you need is hope. And I also heard if a person lose hope, they die. Praise the Lord. But hope ain't what you think it is. What do you think hope is? What do you think hope is? I looked it up, like all of you do that study the word of God. I had to look up hope. And hope is the confident expecting of what God has promised and his strength in his faithfulness. Is he can he do this? So Abraham had hope. Because the Bible says Abraham didn't stagger at what God had said to him, even though he was not able to perform it in the natural. So we got to really, and it says what he said, the strength in his faithfulness. I want to say this, I thought about this. My children, well, I've had 8 girls and 2 boys, but anyway, we would always, dad, we know that if dad said something. Now this one, he got false, but this he had. If you could get him to say it, he gonna do it. Just get him. Y'all know it's true. If you get him to say he going to do it, you can put your foot on it. He going to do it. He going to do it. Amen. And so when you get God, God has already said, and he going to do what he say. Praise. I want to go to Genesis, the 50th chapter. I'm going to tell you, show you about hope now. We're going to talk about hope and love, and we're going to talk about faith too. So Genesis, I'm going to go to Genesis. What did I say? Okay. I got so excited about this. I said, Lord, I need hope. Hallelujah. So after the children of Israel were sold into Egypt, and after when Joseph went down there before they got, you know, so and such bad where they got to after the Pharaoh died, the Bible say, and Joseph said unto his brethren after he said after he got down there and helped and he was getting ready to die. But listen to this. Joseph said, he took an oath. He said, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I'm going to die, or I die. And God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I may be going to skip and stuff, but you just stay with me. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you should carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died being 110, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin. It did happen. Praise the Lord, it happened, but it was said in faith and hope. See, faith and hope is something you got. Nobody else can have that. It's a personal thing. It's personal, faith and hope. But the greatest of these, I'm going to preach over it, is love. You proved that today. So you have faith and hope. And nobody can have faith for you. Nobody can have hope for you. It's got to be your personal thing. And I said, wow. Now, all that God has told us, hallelujah, and spoke to us about, we got to have hope first. Yes. Because faith is the substance of what you have hoped for. And I understood that for the first time, brother. When I started studying hope, I said, oh. Because hope is something that you truly believe. Hope is that he promised in the things that God has promised and his strength and his faithfulness to do what he say. So you can have faith. He can't have it for you. You can have hope, but he can't have hope for you. I can't have hope for you. Only thing I can do, hallelujah, is have love. Now love, God gave us the ability when he filled us with the Holy Spirit to love. But we can't have faith for you, and we can't have hope for you. That's what you're going to have. Praise the Lord. But when God told Abraham, praise the Lord, and visit him and told him what he wanted to do, he had hope. And the Bible said Abraham had the hope that God was going to do what he said. Oh, my God. You got to have hope that God is going to do what he said. You can't say, I got no faith. Faith is a substance of hope. So to me, well, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hope come first. You got to first have hope. You got to first have hope. And when you have hope that God will do what he say he will do, it ain't like, I hope I'm going. No, no, that ain't the hope. You know, I hope, I sure hope he out there. He's supposed to pick me up. I sure hope he come on time. That is not the hope that I'm talking about. I ain't talking about this speculation or whatever you want to call that. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the hope that God gave Abraham. Praise him. So much so until when he took his, told him to take his son. I got to read that. I mean, this is something. God, you know you something. When he was telling Abraham to take his son, I got all these scriptures down here, take his son up, he said, Abraham, I want you to take your son up and offer him. But he didn't say that. He said, the one you love, your only son. I said, Lord, you have to dig it in now. Yeah. Listen, God is going to test us. And we say, oh, I love you, Lord. He's going to test us. He's going to test us. Because he's going to make it so you will either say you love him or you don't. See, because just stand up and say, Lord, I love you. No, 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 no. Abraham loved God. Let me read that. Well, that's in Genesis. I know I got it down here. Praise the Lord. In Genesis, Joseph dies. When God, and then God is just, so, I got so much. I was looking at this. Ed, I'm telling you, I looked until my head started swimming. I said, and one thing came up. I said, Lord, please let me put this in order because I got the minister on this. And I was going everywhere. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, when Abraham was, let me go back. When Abram was 90, he wasn't Abraham, he was Abram. Which mean, what do Abram mean? Oh, thank you, El, because I couldn't remember the one you asked. Abram means exalted father. You know, he changed your name too. Your name, I don't know if you know, I won't get to that part. And when Abram was 90, he was old and 90, the Lord appeared to him and said, to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be you perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thy seed. And see, now watch. I thought this was so wonderful. When God, I'm talking about our God now, how much he love us. Okay, just stay with me now. He said, neither shall thy name be Abram anymore, but your name will be Abraham. For a father of many nations, which Abraham, that's the name that mean that, have I made you. All right. So he gave him this promise of a son. He talked to a 99-year-old man who was dead and his wife dead. Praise her womb is no longer able to carry a child in the natural. So he talks to this man, and I just love it. Stay with me. I hope you get this. He told him, say, I'm going to give you a son. And the Bible say he felt, now y'all can say it what y'all want to. They say Abraham didn't laugh. The Bible say he did. Now he could have, however way he laughed, he still laughed. He might have said, boy, well, you said what? He said, and God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenants. Abraham, number 17, fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? Now y'all can put it that way you want to. I'm looking, I'm reading too. And I can translate the way I want to translate it if y'all translate it. And Abraham fell upon 100 years old, and Sarah that is 90. I mean, come on. And God said, this, how I know he had something else in mind, because he goes on down, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed. He said, he's talking to him again. He said, now Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son indeed. Thou shalt call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant and with him and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I heard you. I know you've been praying about it. And I know you don't know. Do he say, but I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princesses shall be he begot, and I will make him a great. But now what happened to Abraham? It's the thing we was talking about this morning, that thing in us. The Bible say when God told him They couldn't have any children. Let me go back. They didn't have any kids. They couldn't have any children. But when God promised them something, well, I'll make it so. Got to be. These years done passed by and I'm still ain't had no baby. Watch it now. I'm going to make it so. Now listen to this, what's came to me when I was reading it. The Bible said, Sarah told Abraham, and I guess those are customs in those days, go unto my maid and have a child by her. The Bible said, and Abraham went to God and asked him. You scholars, come on. He didn't go to God. The Bible say he heard Sarah. He listened to Sarah. And that's where he messed up at. Now they're fighting over there and carrying on over there so terribly. He heard Sarah. And he had this baby named Ishmael. Amen. But notice, God said, now look, you don't have these two children. I heard you about it. But no. The covenant is not. I'm not making the covenant with Ishmael. Read it. He say, I'm making a covenant with Isaac. That's it. Amen. I said, Lord, have mercy. Because he said, "What the child of the bondswoman, they're going to have no part of the one that's, hallelujah, that's got the covenant child. Praise the Lord. I just love it. Praise the Lord. And so I looked and I say, God, I say, please help us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And he even changed Sarah's name, Sarah, to Prince, and to the mother of nations or something like that. The mother of nations. And he changed our names. Oh, he met, hallelujah. He made a mess when he messed some of us, I tell you. But he changed our names, hallelujah. Brother was talking about this mess. Yeah, it was a mess, I'm telling you. I was one of them good sinners, though, you know. I was raised in a holiness church, and I didn't smoke, I didn't drink, I didn't do nothing like this. I didn't do nothing but sin. Because I was a sinner. And the Bible say, all have sinned. We were discussing last night, me and Al. He asked me a question. Praise the Lord. And the Lord quickened my heart. He said, when Adam sinned, sin fell on everybody. Even the ones who had not did what he did. Or like unto what he did. You went back and read that. I know he did. And sin fell on everybody. You just wasn't good no more. You was a sinner. You was born in it. Hallelujah. Shaped in sin. Amen. So they had to just go through the same thing the other folks had to go through. We ain't going through that because y'all be, I ain't going there. Praise the Lord. Now that ain't none of my, praise the Lord. So I come to say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that I ask you and ask God to give us hope. Because you got to have hope before you have faith. He said, there are bad hope and faith, but the greatest of these is it's love. And I said, Lord, there's got to be something to that, that you said it is like that. Faith and hope is self-contained, I wrote. People can have faith and people can have hope, but you can't have that for them. Hallelujah. But love enables us in Christ to begin in ourselves and love everybody. When you got love, it's more than hope. Love is more than faith. It just love is love. Love is more than we understand sitting here. I'm telling you. I mean, it's so deep. I watch the news sometimes. I'm turning the mess off. But I see the love of God for his people. The love of God for the nations. I see the love of God for things around me. I just see it. He just, the decisions that he make. The things he do, things he could do, and one of my children asked me, say, why don't he come down here and just straighten out everything? I said, no, he can't do that. Now he got it all wrote what he going to do. I said, but God gave man dominion. He gave man dominion over the earth. And if we had took the dominion that God had given us, I expect a lot of this would be heaven. But praise the Lord, he gave us dominion. You know, it wouldn't be fair. We wouldn't have, he just ain't going to do that. He got a time when he going to do what he going to do. And so you wait on, things are changing. Children of God, I'm telling you, things are changing. I've never been where my mind is just a big question mark. It is. Just a good, I said, Lord, I done lost everything. I don't know what this is. But all I feel in my heart is that he going to do what he say. I got hope that what he said, he gonna do it. Like your daddy, go and get him to say it and he'll do it if you just get him to say it. But he done already said it. I'm gonna take you through the waters. I'm gonna take you through the floods. Hallelujah. I'm gonna be there. And this is what I was asking brother. I believe that the Hebrew children do the Isaiah 50. I believe they do it. I believe, you know, when you go through the waters, it should not overcome. When you go through the fire, neither will the flame come upon you. I believe it's something they had. They had hope in God's word that he was able to do what he say he's going to do. I believe he's able to do what he say he will do. Hallelujah. Now, here it is. It's that time thing. I don't want to preach on that because that was not in my message. But it is the time thing with people. They get tired. But then where's your hope? Hope I have you holding on when you get so tired. You'll be so tired you don't know what to do. Lord, what is going to happen? When you going to do what you say? I believe you. You know, you done got the word. Somebody done prophesied to you and you done had a dream. And you say, Lord, I'm holding on to the dream. Holding on to what was said to me. When will it happen? Honey, I'm telling you, he'll give you more than you expected. He'll come and it'll be more than you expected. Praise the Lord. He will. And he'll do you like he did Abraham. Praise the Lord. He done me like he do Abraham. There'll be times when I get down and say, Lord, when? He'll take me out and say, look at the stars. Now, this is what he told Abraham. Now, he don't tell me that. Look at the stars. He always kept his faith built. God is not going to never put you in a place where you cannot get up. You're going to always be, God going to always keep you lifted up. You might be going through something right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God done told me, well, I went to the church and they prophesied. A man came to me, he put his hands upon me and told me, thus said the Lord. And I'm not saying that that's not so. But in your heart of hearts today, ask God to give you hope. I mean, not the hope, but the hope that Abraham had. Thank you, sister. Because if you got hope and faith in God, hope make thou ashamed. That's right. Hope don't make you ashamed. Praise the Lord. And that thing stayed in my heart. And so, Lord, have mercy. I just walked down and said, oh, God, give me hope. And it helped me. And let me tell you something. I have seen God move. I'm watching God move now. What should I say? Dad gonna come to dinner. That's hope.
Yeah. There you go.
If you do the story, that is hope. Sorry that I can't tell you the story, but that is hope. That is hope fulfilled in someone who waited and waiting upon the Lord. Are you waiting on the Lord to fulfill? Are you waiting? Praise the Lord. Don't give up waiting because he's going to come. It's as sure as the day is born. God is going to come. He said it. He will do what he say. I don't care if it's next week, next year. God is going to answer your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Wait our children to come in. Waiting for healing. It's people waiting for all kind of things. People, you don't have their hands laid on you, and people try to, you know, build your faith. Praise the Lord. But you got to have hope. And you got to have something to say, well, I know he said it. Not Brother Ed said it. But God has said it, and I'm going to wait on what he has said. Make your mind up. I say make your mind. All of us got to make our minds up, Al. We're none of us devoid of this. I'm telling you, because this is another day. Good Lord, I've lived a long time and I ain't never seen nothing like this day. Never in my existence have I seen things like this day. Have I seen things that people think, my God, children of God, give all you got to God. All you know to God. Don't make excuses. Don't try to make your own scriptures. Don't do that. If God said thou, if he said thou shall not, then thou shall not. Hallelujah. If he said he's going to do whatever he's going to do it. Praise the Lord. I hear somebody say, listen, I heard a lady said, well, you know, you got to be so say, every tub going to sit on his own bottom. Now, that's something she done made up. Ain't a scripture in the scripture like, every tub going to sit on his own bottom. Come on. But this is what we do. We make up and then we hear people with these little cliches and then we quote them. We quote them as the word. We go around. Yeah, you know, the Lord said, the Lord ain't say nothing. He didn't say that. I mean, it's just really sad. Get something for yourself. Listen, when these preachers get up in this pulpit and say, look at the study of the word. When brother tell us, I get up and I study the word. And in the day I study the word, you better study the word. Because the word going to take you through. Only the word going to take you through. The Lord say you should live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God created with his word. His word is magnificent. His word is, I'm telling you, you can keep his word. I told her, I come in today and I said, Lord, I said, El said, somebody said, El, all we got to do is do what he say. You got to do what he say. Do what he say. Praise the Lord. And talk to yourself. Talk to your flesh. I can do, yeah, you can do all things through Christ. And so when your flesh say you can't do it, you say, no, I can do all things through Christ. Now, that's your flesh talking about, you can't do. No, you can't do. You can't do nothing without the Lord, but you can do what he tell you to do if you would do what he says. And if he know you're striving, he's going to help you. He'll help you if he know you're striving. He know where you are. He know your weakness. He know your ups. He know your downs. He know your weakness. He know your strength. He knows everything about you. So don't think you in this by yourself. I'm talking to somebody now. You're with the Lord. The Lord is going to help you through. All you got to do is call him and ask him. That's all you got to do. But you got to call him. Don't let me start now. Don't let me start now. Don't let me start on Jesus. Don't let me start on it. Because if you call his name, he's going to move for you. I say, he will move for you. He's the only man that will answer. You ain't got to say, no, you just say, help. And he's going to do what he say. He's a wonderful God. Will you raise your hands and say that? Hell, he's a wonderful God. He is. He is. Hallelujah. Look for where he brought you from. Praise the Lord. Everybody in here has been in sin. Don't come on. I ain't got nobody here that ain't sin. Come on. I don't see no hellos and no wings on nobody. Not that you get a hell of a wing for not sinning. But we all are in this together. We to help one another and love one another. And we have hope. Say hope. Give me hope, Lord. Give me hope. I need hope. I need hope. I need faith and hope. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know with God put the love of God in you. When you get saved, you have the love of God in you. And if you ain't got the love, then you better go back because you didn't get the right thing. Because God is what? So if you got God, you got love. Is that what the Bible say? Let me see if I had some more scriptures. I had scriptures lined up. Praise the Lord. This everywhere. Praise the Lord. And so, okay, so Abraham, I love him. Did you find it when he went up there to offer the son? Okay. I mean, this really got me. And I've read this so many times, but this really got me. Oh, I say, Lord, now you just, okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, that's good. So it said, it came to pass after these things that God did tempt me. That's the wrong word to use. Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here am I. He said, listen, take now thy son. Listen. Thine only son. I've read that so many times. Thine only son. And make sure, Isaac. Listen now, he through whom thou lovest. And get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I tell you. Take your son, your only son now. He had put that in there. The one you love. God wants all of us. He wants everything that's in us because he deserves it. And Abraham rose up. Now listen to this. On the third day, Abraham, number four, lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off where God had told him. Abraham said unto, watch it now, unto his young men, abide here or stay here. With the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham had hope. So whatever God had planned, I'm old, his father's plan. He said, now he know he had to offer up his son. Now he done already told him that. He said, boy, I'm getting ready to see something. Now I'm ready to see where God, woo, God gonna move down. Hallelujah. Now he went up there. I don't know how he felt, but I'm thinking, you know, he went up on there and the son said, father said, now, where here's the wood. Where's the offering? The sacrifice. And I love it because he don't say Isaac said anything after that. He brought his son, laid him on the altar that he had made. Got ready to kill him. I mean, he was serious. Because he felt like, well, if I kill him, he's going to bring him back alive. I'm supposed to see a resurrection from the dead. Pray. Oh, that's deep. That's deep. That's deep. I'm really ready to see God do something now. Thank you, Father. Because I know what he told me. I say, oh, I know why he brought me. I know what he said to me. I know I got the hope to believe. Hallelujah. You don't know what I'm talking about, but I know. I know what he said to me. I know what I dreamed. I know what I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on to what he said. I'm getting ready to see him move. I've seen him move, but I'm getting ready to really see God. Really see God move. Hallelujah. So he went on up. And so then the Bible say, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. He's going to kill him too. And he said, and the angel of the Lord called out of him and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here am I. Here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son. And he goes back and say, thy only son from me. God didn't withhold his son. He gave his only son. He gave the one he loved. We don't understand that. I don't understand that. I said, but he gave everything he had for me. And for you. And he didn't. Abraham didn't near see what the people saw when they saw Jesus die. They said, you can look at a lamb and you kill a lamb. It's a swift death. The Jews knew how to cut their necks off and let them bleed. Some kind of vein they cut in there. They say people, you know, like they like to go get Jewish meat because the Jews know how to do, take their blood out there. He knew how to do that. But instead the blood coming, it came from his head, from his side, from his feet, from his hands. Nobody seen a lamb die like that. No one seen a lamb. Don't you see what he did for us, how much he loved us? Do you think that now his word is not true? Don't you think that he would do what you ask him? Do you think that, you know, you're just waiting for nothing? Don't let the devil tell you that you're waiting for nothing. You're not waiting for nothing. Because he's going to come as sure as you sitting in this building, he's going to come. I thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. My heart is filled. I just, hallelujah, just some things I can't really explain. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I say, Lord, I thank you for faith and hope. I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you for love. I say, I'm thanking you for love. Wait a minute. Thank you. You know, hope it make you love. If you really believe what it say. Because he give you love. And after then, you can love the thing that done hurt you. Thing that done just about killed you. You can love it. Especially people. You can love them then. Praise the Lord. And you know what? They say you can't. Yes, you can. You can't forget too. Don't be there a lot. God can forget, but I can't forget. Well, you something wrong with you.
Come on. Amen.
Something wrong with you. Because you absolutely forget. So much so that you don't think about, you know, it don't hurt you no more. It don't wound you no more. Praise the Lord. The thing that hurt you, it stopped hurting it again. It's just wonderful. Praise. Don't you know it made God feel what we saw us sin after he took all this time to put us together. We act a fool and did everything he told us not to do. How you think he felt? I read in there and I cried. He said, repent of me that I have a made man. Now, there's something going on with God who said that. Praise the Lord. Jesus loves us. Say it. And we go to church and we sing. We teach our children, Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tell me so. Praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. This not going to be now or something you say out your mouth. This thing got to get in your heart. It's got to become part of you. Because if you don't believe in hope, hope keeps marriages together. Hope. Hope keeps things going. Amen. Hope will keep you settled someplace that you don't want to be. Hope will let you be in stuff that you say, I'm sick of this. Hope will do that. Because you have something, faith, that God is going to do, and hope that in what he said that he's going to do. And you got the faith to stand there and wait upon what God has said. It's wonderful. I thank God for faith and hope. But most of these, and the greatest of these, is love. Thank you, Jesus. I've delivered my soul. I guess I could, if I go on and on, then I'll lose it. But I asked God when he showed me this, give me hope. I guess I was doing like everybody else, hope, hope, hope. You know, I sure hope Brother Ed come to prayer tonight. I sure hope so-and-so come. I sure hope some, you know, that type of hope. That ain't the kind of hope he talking about. This a hope is an anchor of your soul, this hope. Oh, my God. Father, give everyone in this place that heard this word, because it comes to help your people. Hope. Hope in you. Will you stand? Thank you, Jesus. If you're here today and don't have a hope, just wiped out. Come and we'll ask God to let you understand what this word means. If you're here and don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, come. He'll save your soul just like that, because that's who he is. If you're here and you don't know where you're going when you die, if you're here, and we said something this morning that really kind of was kind of funny. Say everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die. Because death is something we don't understand. But it's something about the Holy Ghost. Something about what he put in you. That you anxiously await. And you say like Paul, I'm now ready to be offered. That was something there, you know. That was something. So if you hear and need prayer for anything, come. We'll pray. And just tell me what you need. Tell God and he'll answer your prayers. He's a good God. I'm telling you, he loves man. Boy, he really loves man. I'm telling you, he does. Because I see things and I say, Lord, if I would know, but you ain't under God. You're not God. You don't know what's inside of that person. You don't know. But I want you to know that God is looking at you today. If you need the Lord, you need to come today. You need to come and ask God to forgive you. Let him know you love him, that you want to serve him. Amen. If you're not sure of your salvation, I don't know why the Lord keeps in this. If you're not sure, come. He'll make you sure when you can go out here and you have, in your heart, you know. You got to know. Well, we got a song say, I know I've been born again. You got to know you've been born again. If you're sick in your body, I'm changing it now. If you're sick and you need deliverance, come. Come now. Come now. If you want to be healed. And don't let the devil say, well, I've been up there 2 or 3 times. The devil is a lie. Always. When the angel come down and move the waters, get in it. Whenever it is. Amen. Get in. Thank you, Jesus. Sister. Yeah. D- the cap or inside of the D?
It's on the inside.
Yeah.
I think it started from my leg.
Oh, your leg was hurting you first.
It's been hurting for almost a year.
Praise the Lord. Sister, are you busy? But I believe that the church is going to come forth in all its glory. Even in this period of time where it looks like ain't nothing going on, where you don't know what's going on, and you're looking and trying to find out what's going on, and you're trying to give it a name, but forget about it, because this is God's time. And you can't see it, but it's God. Boy, he's working. He's working. God bless you. God sanctify you and give you peace in this thing. Raise your hands. Father, the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine up and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.